USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is now pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza before the United Nations. Submitting a draft resolution this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement while visiting with Arab leaders in Egypt on Thursday. He's set to visit leaders in Israel Friday. The U.N. Security Council will vote Friday on the new U.S. ceasefire resolution. Americans are still shelling out money for homes despite soaring interest rates. Home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February.
The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline, which was attributed to those soaring mortgage rates. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. lawmakers have put forth a $1.2 trillion government funding proposal as a potential solution to a looming partial government shutdown. Both the House and Senate must approve the bill by the end of Friday to prevent at least a temporary funding gap. Departments at risk of facing funding shortages include defense, education, and the legislative branch. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. If you can't come up with a big amount of bond money, USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Apple is being sued for alleged antitrust law violations. The lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Getting inflation down to 2% remains a challenge, but it's where the Fed believes things are headed as they announced a decision to keep key interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking to reporters this week.
Markets believe we will achieve that goal, and they should believe that because that's what will happen over time.
Both the Consumer Price Index and Personal Consumption Expenditure ticked back up in January and February, raising some concern, but Powell believes it's just a minor correction and that a broader downward trend in inflation will continue through 2024 and allow for future rate cuts. A pair of suspects who are charged in the ambush shooting of three Boise, Idaho police officers are now in custody. Boise Police Chief Ron Weniger announced Thursday the men were captured in an area around Twin Falls, Idaho. While one of them was being transported from a Boise hospital this week to a waiting van, the other suspect got the drop on police officers and shot two of them. At the same time, Weniger says,
we are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
One officer has been released from the hospital while two officers remain hospitalized. Nestle is initiating a recall of more than 440,000 Starbucks mugs due to safety concerns. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission warned these mugs are prone to overheating and breaking, posing a risk of burns and other injuries. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.